listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome to the G-Ray Records Music Network, where beats collide and rhythms come alive, your one-stop destination for the pulse of modern music. Whether you're cruising the city streets or chilling at home, we're here to amp up your vibe with the freshest deep house tracks and exclusive artist interviews. So turn up the volume and let the journey begin. This is your deeper connection.
Okay, so you pour your heart out, right? You make this amazing track. It gets tons of streams, maybe even millions.
Yeah, the numbers look great on paper.
But then you look at the payout and it's like pennies. Barely covers coffee. Does that sound familiar to anyone listening?
It's a really common frustration, unfortunately.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into maybe a different way, thinking about how, you know, connecting directly with your fans might actually build a more sustainable income, not just chasing those tiny fractions of a cent from streaming.
Exactly. We're kind of looking beyond just the huge streaming platforms, you know, looking at the power of that one-on-one connection. It's not about ditching streaming entirely, but understanding where that real reliable support often comes from.
Right. And to help us unpack all this, we've got some really sharp insights from the Music Money Makeover show on YouTube.
Oh yeah, good stuff there.
Specifically, their video, they're not buying the music, they're buying this. Honestly, think of this chat as like a shortcut, a way to understand how to build a real relationship and maybe a healthier bank balance with the people who actually dig what you do.
That video, it really nails the core stuff, you know, what actually motivates fans to become like true supporters. It pushes back on some common assumptions and gives a pretty fresh way to think about connecting and, well, getting that financial support you need.
So what's the takeaway for you listening in?
Well, we're going to boil down the key reasons fans go beyond just, you know, hitting play. We'll dig into three core types of fan behavior.
Yeah, three big ones.
And once you kind of grasp these, it could really shift the game for building your own direct-to-fan thing. Get ready for some, maybe some aha. moments.
And these aren't just like surface things either. They tap into some really basic stuff about what makes us tick as humans, you know? Understanding these can give you a much clearer view on how to make offerings that actually resonate with your audience. Okay, let's jump right in. The first big idea, what our source calls grand fan rule number one, is fans want access.
Access, right.
Now, the immediate thought for a lot of artists might be, okay, more gigs, I need to play live constantly.
Uh-huh. The default reaction.
But the video we looked at, it kind of pushes back on that, especially for artists who are maybe just starting out, you know, artists who don't have the cash or the setup for nonstop touring.
Yeah, that's a really smart point. Look, live shows, they definitely have their place, no doubt. Mm. But this desire for access, it goes way deeper than just being in the same room.
Okay.
It often comes from this really basic human thing.
Right.
Wanting to belong, feeling like you're part of something kind of exclusive, something special. Fans are curious. They want to peek behind the curtain.
Right. Okay. So if it's not just about live gigs, what are some real concrete ways artists can tap into this?
Yeah.
This desire for access and actually make some money from it without needing like a huge tour bus?
Oh, there's some really cool ways, actually. Think about creating private online spaces, maybe a Discord server just for fans, or a private forum, a place where they can chat directly with you and, you know, with each other.
Interesting, like a digital clubhouse.
Exactly. Or like offering early access to unreleased tracks or sneak peeks of stuff you're working on, even just, you know, casual updates about your creative process. That gives them that feeling of being on the inside track.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you could do virtual meet and greets, maybe online Q&As, personalized video messages that can really bridge the distance. And then, yeah, as you grow, you can start layering in those more intimate in-person things for your biggest supporters, little listening parties, maybe acoustic sets, or just casual meetups.
So it's about having different levels of connection, different ways for fans to feel like they're getting a closer look at your world than just, you know, what they see publicly.
Precisely. It's about curating those connection points. You got to think, what parts of your process would your fans find really interesting? What kind of interactions would make them feel like they're truly in your inner circle, you know, beyond just liking a post?
That's a really useful way to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's access covered. Let's move to grand fan rule number two. Fans want to feel acknowledged.
Yes.
This one's big.
This one really hits home for me, actually. Just speaking as a fan, right?
Yeah.
That little bit of recognition, it can make such a huge difference.
Absolutely. And the source material, it highlights this so well with that story about feeling that direct shout out at Kennedy Ryan's single release party.
Right.
It just taps into that fundamental human need, doesn't it? Mm. We all want to be seen, to be valued. Your fans, they're actively supporting you, putting time or money into what you do. They want to know that you see that you appreciate it. And that contrast with the Pocket Queen EP experience is so telling, isn't it? Like, the music was great, the support was there, but there was still this feeling of wanting more connection. It wasn't just about the sale being done.
Exactly. The purchase alone can feel a bit transactional.
Yeah.
One way, acknowledgement, that's what builds the bridge. It turns that simple transaction into something more like meaningful.
Yeah.
A relationship.
So how can artists actually monetize this desire for acknowledgement? It feels less direct than selling, say, a t-shirt.
Well, you can definitely weave personalized acknowledgement into different support tiers. Think about offering maybe personalized video shout outs for your higher level patrons.
Okay.
Or even just making the effort to genuinely reply to comments, you know, tagging fans in your posts, small things, thoughtful gestures. They can have a really big impact.
Yeah, just showing you're paying attention.
Right. Recognizing your early supporters or maybe your most active fans in public ways. Maybe a dedicated thank you page on your site or a special mention during a live stream. It just reinforces their value. And simply engaging with their stuff, acknowledging their contributions, helps them feel like they're really part of your community, not just a number.
And the video we watched makes such a great point about how this can seriously boost word of mouth marketing.
Oh, totally.
If someone feels seen, feels valued by you, they're going to be way more likely to tell their friends, right?
Exactly right. That feeling, being acknowledged, it turns fans into like passionate advocates. They get emotionally invested in your journey and they want to share that excitement. So yeah, when you're interacting with your fans, really think, how can I make them feel more seen, more appreciated for their support?
That's really insightful. Okay, powerful stuff. Now let's tackle the final piece of this puzzle. Grand fan rule number three, fans want to feel achieved.
Right. This one might feel a bit less intuitive at first.
Yeah, this one wasn't immediately obvious to me, I have to admit, so I'm kind of curious to dig in here.
So this rule goes beyond just wanting a thing, like a digital download. It taps into that human desire for accomplishment, for feeling like you're part of something bigger, maybe something exclusive.
Okay.
The source revisits that Pocket Queen EP example again. It explains that the desire wasn't just for the songs themselves. It was for a deeper understanding of how they were made.
Oh.
Imagine if there'd been like behind the scenes footage or fun facts about the recording, insights into the creative choices.
Yeah.
That would have given the fan a greater sense of connection and, yeah, achievement. Like they unlocked something special.
Ah, okay, I get it now. It's about giving fans that sense of involvement, right? Making them feel like they've unlocked a deeper level of access or maybe understanding that not everyone gets.
Yes.
And the video even said the person would have paid more for that extra stuff. That's a really key point, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It shows that fans really value that feeling of being in the know, you know, having a richer experience than just the surface level. And again, this fuels word of mouth because now they have more to talk about, more interesting details to share when they're recommending your music.
Okay, so how can artists actually translate this desire to feel achieved into things they can offer? What does that look like?
Well, you could think about creating, say, interactive fan challenges. Maybe leaderboards that reward participation and engagement.
Oh, like gamification.
Kinda, yeah. Or offering chances to contribute to your creative projects, even in small ways. Maybe milestone-based perks, like you unlock exclusive content when the community hits a certain goal.
Right, right.
Co-creation opportunities could be cool too, like letting fans vote on a song title or album art concept. Even just having different meet and greet tiers, you know, where higher tiers offer more exclusive experiences. That caters to this desire to feel like you've achieved a special level of fandom.
It really does circle back to selling an experience, doesn't it? Not just the music file, but the feelings, the connection, the involvement that comes with it, and making fans feel achieved. That sounds like it builds the strongest connection of all, maybe.
That really is the core of it. When fans feel like they're actively participating, like they're getting this deeper understanding or access that others don't, it fosters a much stronger, much more lasting bond.
So, yeah, think about your own work. How could you involve your fans more deeply in your journey? What could you offer that makes them feel like they've truly achieved something special by supporting you?
Okay, these three rules, access, acknowledgement, achievement, rounding, they feel pretty fundamental when you lay them out like this. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they connect.
But the source material also gave some really important warnings, didn't it? About what not to do when you're trying to actually implement these ideas.
Yes, and this part is crucial, really important. The video strongly advises against just giving these enhanced experiences away for free.
Right, don't just give it all away. Because doing that can actually, like, devalue your work in people's eyes. It can make fans think these offerings aren't really that important or special. You got to remember, fans who are genuinely invested, they're often willing to pay for that deeper connection, for those feelings of access, acknowledgement, and achievement.
That makes total sense. If everything's free, what's the incentive to become, you know, a truly dedicated supporter? It could even accidentally signal that you don't value these extra things yourself.
Precisely. And the source also warns against what it calls cannibalizing your fan base. Basically offering the exact same experiences to absolutely everyone.
Wow.
Think about a concert, right? You've got your general admission ticket, and then you've got your VIP package.
Right, different levels.
Exactly. Those who are willing to invest more, they expect a more exclusive experience in return. So, having tiered offerings, it respects different levels of fandom and makes sure your most dedicated supporters feel like their investment is genuinely valued and worthwhile.
So it's really about building like a ladder of engagement.
Right.
With different steps offering different levels of access, acknowledgement, maybe opportunities for achievement, depending on how much someone supports you.
That's a great way to put it. A ladder of engagement. And, you know, as fan culture keeps changing, these kinds of direct offerings, they're becoming less of a nice to have and more, well, more expected. So artists who start building these connections, these offerings, now they're going to be in a much better position for, you know, long-term success and sustainability.
And it's not just about what the fans achieve by supporting you. The video also made the point that building this dedicated fan base, it's kind of an achievement process for the artists too,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Involving like community building and nurturing a shared culture.
It's totally a two-way street. It takes real time, real effort to cultivate those deep connections. But the payoff,
yeah,
in terms of fan loyalty and, yeah, financial stability, it can be huge.
So, okay, for an artist listening right now, maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this, where should they even start? It feels like a lot to implement all at once.
Yeah, it can seem daunting, but The Source gives some practical starting points. Building an email list, that's just fundamental. You need that direct line of communication to test ideas.
Okay, email list first.
From there, you might look into, say, a subscription model like Patreon or something similar to offer more consistent exclusive stuff. But honestly, even before you get into those structures, a really powerful first step for any artist. Just consistently engage with fans. Respond to their comments on social media.
Simple but effective.
It is. It's a simple yet really powerful way to start building those individual connections and just show people you're actually listening. You're paying attention.
So it really boils down to having a clear strategy, doesn't it? A plan for engaging with different kinds of fans based on these core desires we've talked about. Access, acknowledgement, achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And these aren't just random guesses. The Source stresses they tap into some really basic human psychology.
Exactly right. And you don't have to do everything overnight. Maybe just start small. Dedicate, say, 15 or 30 minutes a day focusing on just one of these areas. Consistency is way more important than intensity here.
Good advice.
And, oh, so important. Remember to provide great customer service. Responding to fans, acknowledging their support quickly.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crucial. Ignoring your fans, that leads to misconnections, lost income, and you lose out on having those amazing word-of-mouth advocates.
Okay, so let's kind of wrap this up. To bring it all together, the key takeaways from this deep dive into fan behavior seem to be these three big ideas. Fans want access, they want to feel acknowledged, and they want to feel achieved.
The big three.
And really understanding and, more importantly, acting on these core desires seems to be the secret sauce for building a strong, engaged fan base and creating a more sustainable music career, one that goes beyond just hoping for the best with streaming numbers.
Yeah, ultimately, it's about building that genuine connection, isn't it, with the actual humans who connect with your art.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. Considering these three fundamental desires, access, acknowledgement, and achievement, what's maybe one small, really actionable step you could take, like today? Something to deepen that connection with your most engaged listeners.
Good question.
Maybe it's just sending a personal thank you message to someone who commented.
Yeah.
Or maybe sharing a tiny exclusive sneak peek of your next project just for your email list. Just give it some thought.
And hey, for artists who maybe want to explore more of these strategies in depth or connect with other creators working on this stuff, resources like the Music Moneymakers community, which our source mentioned, could be a really valuable place to look next.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We really hope it sparked some fresh ideas, some practical thoughts for building stronger and hopefully more rewarding relationships with your fans.
was a sin. It won't divide. The cords they climb, they reach, they soar. Opening each secret door together.